Do you need to use wine to bench? Very simple. Grape juice, or grape juice counts as well. Do you need to make a birchas hamazon or zimun al hakos? You always see like, yeah, you always go to some like yeshivish guy and they do it al hakos and you're like, yeah, what's up with that? Do I have to do that also? You know, is it my kids in Passaic, right? Or my cousin in Eretz Yisrael, right? Do you have to do benching? Always, even by yourself. You're benching in your Tuesday morning, you know, bagel. Do you need to take out a cup of wine or a cup of grape juice, 9 o'clock in the morning, 8 o'clock in the morning, and bench al hakos? What that means is you don't obviously say Rabbosai Nevarech if you're by yourself, but you hold your cup or you keep your cup right there, and at the end of benching, you say Baruch Ato Hashem Okeinu Melech Haolam Borei Pri HaGafen, and you drink your grape juice or your wine. Yes or no? Anyone do that?
No. So it's more prevalent on Shabbos and Yontif.
Okay, more prevalent maybe on Shabbos and Yontif. Is that of any basis in halacha? What about, okay, fine, so let's play with you. Do you, Mr. Herman, have Shabbos morning by yourself when it's you and your wife just eating together a Brei Pri HaGafen at the end of your bench? The answer is, I assume, no.
No.
Okay, neither do I. So why not? Why not? It would make sense, perhaps, that you should. Or is it only by a Zeman?
Well,
what's the basis?
Yeah, no, what's like? What's even like the Havamina? Like, why would you?
So the Havamina is, and I'll read you some sources inside, but I'm not going to read you that question. The question would be is that many times when we make brachos, as we will see, Rashi may allude to, anytime we make brachos, we try to connect it to al hakos. On a cup. In other words, a cup shows our simcha, it shows our happiness, it shows our connection to God, and therefore kos yeshua says, we try to raise our glass. It's in the English vernacular, right? You raise a glass, right? We try to have a cup when we make brachos, perhaps, or when we do mitzvos. We try to connect it, if at all possible, to a cup. So maybe when you bench, which is a blessing, and in fact it's a d'oraisa blessing, maybe we should have a cup with the ceremony. Or not.
And then make a geffen afterwards?
Sure, yeah.
But isn't the whole reason for benching because you ate lechem, and when you eat lechem, there's no additional brachas? Well, barring like...
Fine, but it's not a brachas question. This is a religious experience question. That like when you're having your bracha, you're doing your mitzvah of benching, connect it, make it holier by having wine. Wine makes you happy. It's a simcha, it's a happiness act, it's a ceremonious act which encourages happiness, and therefore you connect the bracha with the happiness, and you have this kos, and therefore maybe you should do this. And I'll read you a gemara. The gemara, I'll read you two gemaras, and you tell me what you think. The gemara number one says, Tanya, hanichnas lebeso, b'matzei Shabbos. You walk into your house Saturday night. You wish everyone a good vach, right? Mevarech al yayin. First you make a bracha on the wine, which is called havdalah. V'ala ma'ar, v'ala besamim. So you make all the parts of the Havdalah. If you only have one cup, what does he mean you only have one cup? Of course you only have one cup. The Mefarshim explains that, what are we talking about? That you're in the middle of your meal. Okay.
What meal?
Your Shalashuddis, which is a very elongated Shalashuddis, your Chasidish. And now your Shalashuddis is still going on. And now you only have one cup. One cup for what? One cup for both Havdalah and benching. That's what the Gemara says. So what should you do? Menichu adu achor amazon. So first bench. Umishalshulin kulo achorav. Throw everything Havdalah afterwards, and you'll combine them into this one cup. It sounds like from this Gemara that what?
Yeah.
Benching needs a cup. No? Is that pretty clear? The Gemara just assumes that. That's what I was saying. Well, it's not. We don't really have a backdrop to where this Gemara is going. And the Gemara then says, you see a lot of things from this Gemara. So you think eight things from over here, which we're not going to go into all eight. But one of them is bracha to una kos. Says Rashbam and Rashi, birchas hamazon, a benching needs a cup. I'm looking if he gives any background to answer Shalom's question over there before. Thought he did, but if not, we explained it before. It's the idea that a bracha should have a cup to it. Maybe I think the later Rashi actually does in the next Gemara number two. Okay, so you have one Gemara which just assumes that you have a cup. Then you turn by benching. Then you turn the Gemara a couple of pages, the Maseches Pesachim. That was Kuf Hei. Then you turn to Kuf Zayin Amud Beis. And we bring ourselves back. Hopefully it's not PTSD for anyone over here. Back to Pesach time. Yeah? And you're in your third cup. It's 2 o'clock in the morning or whatever. 1 o'clock in the morning. And you've had a great Seder or whatever it is. Or you had a bad Seder. That would be the PTSD. Yeah? And but hopefully not. Hopefully you had a very, very, very positive experience at your Seder. And now you are up to your third cup. Says the Gemara on Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. It says, on the night of Pesach, it says, Mazglo koshlishi. We pour you a third cup. Mevarech al mazono. We make it after Berchas HaMazon. Says the Gemara, Amar Reb Chanan Rava, Shma Mina. I see from over here that Berchas HaMazon to Una Kos. That benching needs a cup. Because you do the third cup on benching, no? Says the Gemara, nah, no, that's different. Pesach is different. Arba kosi tiknu rabbanin derecheres kolchad v'chad navi be'mitzvah. Since you have four cups anyway, meaning the whole concept of the four was shown us, so you can have four cups anyway. So the third one, where should you stick it? So you stick it by benching. But not because benching fundamentally needs a kos. If it would be Tuesday morning in November, you wouldn't need to have a cup by your benching. It's just by Pesach. So now you have two Gemaras which seem to contradict each other. The first Gemara seemed to be pro cup by benching, just assumed you have a cup by benching. Gemara number two seems to say, in the end of the day, nah, Pesach was different. You also don't know, are we talking about one person? Three people? Five people? 10 people?
Are we talking about Shabbos?
Are we talking about Shabbos? Are we talking about excellent? Are we talking about Shabbos? Weekday? Not a clue. Comes along the Rambam, and the Rambam says, Birchas HaMazon does not need a kos. Shoin. Sit. That sounds like what? Yeah, if you're by yourself, do you need a bench with a cup?
No.
If you're with three people, do you need a bench with a cup?
No.
10 people with a cup?
No.
No. Rambam doesn't say. Rambam says, benching doesn't need a cup. Finished. Now you could argue, well, maybe Zeman does, but nah, someone's going to be annoying about that. I think from the Rambam, it's pretty clear that benching doesn't need a cup. That means it. That's it. Benching doesn't need a cup. Whether you're 5, 3, 10, doesn't make a difference. That's opinion number one. Comes along Tosos on this Gemara and says, wait a second. Actually, it's on the first Gemara. And he says, well, does benching need a cup or not? So Tosos says, Kitsas mashma. It's mashma from this Gemara. I'll read you the first words again. Hanichnas. What does hanichnas labeso mean? Yeah, how many are you?
One.
Hanichnas labeso. You walk by yourself. No? Yeah. No, in your own house. Says Tosu Shema Mino Ksas Mashma Fiu B'yachid to Unakos. Dinichnas mashma shuyachidi. Says Tosos, opinion number. So we had opinion number one, as the Rambam was, is that when you bench, you don't need a cup at all, no matter how many people are benching. Opinion number two, says Tosos, is Ktsas mashma, tzima mashma, I feel biyachid tunakos. Even if you're by yourself, you need a cup. Yes.
Okay, so according to the opinion that says that before bracha, right?
Yeah.
You're supposed to have a kos. So why would that be limited to benching? Maybe
Almanya,
you need a kos.
Oh, so that's a good question.
Maybe Shako, you need a kos. Because, you know...
It's a good question. It's definitely a good question. Perhaps, I don't know the answer...
Is it D'oraisa?
So I don't know the answer. I was going to suggest that. I don't know the answer offhand. But I was going to say perhaps D'oraisa. And I don't know. We could look at another cup word again. Maybe if you have Almanya, you're going to need a cup. But first, let's deal with benching. But it's a good point. It's a good point. I would say simply put, maybe because of D'oraisa. Maybe because of the nature of the bracha. I'm not sure. But I would imagine that the rights a factor. But if so, you have one opinion. Rambam says no kos at all on benching ever. Tosus says even one person needs a kos. And then you have, of course, your middle shita, which says Tosus, well, there's another opinion which says the minhag is that maybe to do it by three people. You have Zeman. So it's not connected to Zeman. Everyone always thinks, if I asked you before I started this Chabura, when do you need a kos for benching? You would have said, oh, well, maybe if you have a Zeman. But I just want to highlight, this Chabura switched. It's not really a Zeman topic. This is really a benching topic to which you have three shitas. Never, always, or in the middle. Okay, that's great. That gets you very far in life. How are you going to pass? Says Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says... Yesh Omrim, always a good way to start off. Some say, Shabircha Samazon Tuna Kos Afi will be Yachid, even by yourself. Mitzarch lachsav. You always have to try to get this cup. And in fact, you shouldn't eat if you don't have a kos to bench with, etc., etc. That's opinion number one. Who was that? That was the first opinion of Tosas. Okay. Second opinion. V'yeshomrim she'enetun a kos el shlosha. You only need if you have three people. That was the second opinion of Tosas. V'yeshomrim, and some say she'enetun a kos klal afilu b'shlosha. You never need. Rambam. All is great in the world of Torah, but we're not Sfardi. Comes along the Ramah, who's a minig Ashkenaz, says, here's the kicker, umikol makom. Nevertheless, hold on to Yamka for this one. Umikol makom, mitzvah min amuvkar. You want to be a good Jew. You live in Yerushalayim, yeah? You live in Pesach, or okay, Kew Garden Hills, or certain, we could say Kew Garden Hills here. You're a stark yid, yeah? Okay? What should you do? Or Lakewood. Mitzvah min amuvkar levarach al kos. Make a bracha on a kos. When? Mitzvah min amuvkar, when? Levarach al kos, when? Who is it to talk about? Opinion number one says, always make it on a kos. Opinion number two said, if three. Opinion number one said, only by yourself. Opinion number two said, if you have three people. Opinion number three said, never make kos. Opinion number four, the Ramah, which is what we should pass in, like, says, mitzvah min amuvkar, it's the ideal to do it. Alakos, but when? He doesn't, maybe. I don't know. He's not building. He doesn't say.
Does he say it?
Doesn't mean
never. Fine. But is it one or three?
Is this part of the Shulchan Aruch already talking about Zimon?
Yes, good question. No, this is in right after Hilchos Mayim Achronim. It's Din Kos Birchas Amazon Shlo Yei Pogam. No, we're not up really to the Zimun parts. The Zimun parts may have been before, but no, I don't think so. No, it's not. It's in the benching part. It's a good question. And so, therefore, it sounds like, but even if it was in the Zimun part, I still would disagree with you, even textually, because textually it wasn't clear. Textually it was, he said, one needs. Three people need. No one needs.
It's best if you have.
But what's it going on? It's going back on the first part. But one second. Unclear. Says the Mishnah Berurah. One second. He says that Oz Dawud. Listen to this. He says Ratzal Omer. Let me tell you what this means. Va'af l'deyazu she'ein ton close klau. He says this opinion that says that you don't need a kos at all. Hainu she'ein b'chiyav. There's no obligation. Avokule Alma, everyone admits, the mitzvah min amuvchar, it's the mitzvah min amuvchar, the ideal way, levarach al kos im yesh lo yayin bebeso. So clearly he's saying that you should have a zimun if you have wine in your house. Now he says, v'nei mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, didn't tell you which opinion you should follow. Like, should you follow the opinion that says one, three, what was? He says, so therefore we say, he quotes the Marshal in the Bach, Lahachmer de Birchas Amazon Tzarkos Medina. He says, really then, you should follow the strict opinion, if you're Sfardi for sure, to have even if you're by yourself. However, here's the kicker. Ominog ha'olam. The minog, the normal thing, what people do, is lahako bezek deyashlishis. That they hold like the third opinion. Shulax or achar kos. They don't go after a kos, even if there's three people, right? And unless he has grape juice or wine in his house. Who has grape juice and wine in their house? So therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, we don't have to have a Zeman. Now we'll get to what happens nowadays. Because if you do have wine or grape juice in your house, then for sure, everyone says, levarach al kos ukanal. But, v'dafka kishahu b'zimun shlosha. Only the minog is to be machmer if you happen to have grape juice or wine in your house. If you have three, avolinin yachid by one, mekilin kama achronim legamri. Many achronim are lenient completely. And why? Again, I'm only 39 and now almost a half, so I don't have to know Kabbalah yet. But it's a Kabbalistic reason. Ari in the Bar Hetev says one, we don't have a kos. Kabbalistic reasons. We'll end that thought there. Okay, but the point is, the Mishnah Berurah is quite clear. If you have three people in your house who are having a zeman, should you have wine or grape juice? Absolutely, pretty clear from the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, how are we going to get out of it, or do we want to get out of it, or you like extra wine? Says the Aruch HaShulchan. So we still have time. Okay, perfect. Good. Says the Aruch HaShulchan. Listen to this Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan says like this. He says, Omnam, b'medino senu lo nagenu b'kos klal. Our countries, we don't do this kos thing at all. Okay, he's talking about 150 years ago in Europe. Maybe 100 plus years ago in Europe. Why? Because wine, v'shar mashkim, and other drinks, b'yoker etzlenu. They're so expensive. Duh, everyone knows kiyadua. Everyone knows, that's the yeshivish way of saying duh, yeah? Everyone knows that we just drink water. So of course I can't make everyone have wine. So what are we supposed to do? We hold like the opinion that says it doesn't need a cup. Some are yeshem adaktikin, some are very careful. B'shabasus v'yomtiv, Shabbos and yomtiv, kishayesh zimun, and there's a zimun. So three people, plus Shabbos and yomtiv, levarach al kos im efshar lahasik. If you could somehow procure wine on Shabbos and you got three people, go for it. He then, in his turn of page, it's a little tricky to find because he gets back to his topic again. And he says again, our countries, EF, sure, you don't have to do this. We don't have wine. And the grape juice that we make or whatever from these raisins, very expensive. Beer is expensive. Which rich person can afford wine at every single meal? Achashirim, oh, the rich people. You know, those communities over there, you know, fit it in whatever you want. Sheshosin Sheikhar Bechosuda, they drink wine and beer at every meal. Vadelem Noah Alakos. Of course, it's proper for them to bench Alakos. Vashomei Yisbarach Mena Shemayim. If you listen, you'll get a bracha from Shemayim, even one person. So it comes out, the leniency that they're all relying upon is expensive. And we can't. I don't care how poor you are today. In Bisman Hazeh, it's a hard sell to say how much is it. I don't even know how much is a bottle of Moscato wine cup. No, the junkiest wine is what?
$5.
$5. So for $5, that if it's just you and your wife, it could last you just for your kosher kiddush. You don't have to drink all of it. Could probably last you about 3 months. Yeah, I would say 3 months. So we're talking. I don't know. Grape juice so cheaper. Ketim grape juice. I don't know how much is a How much is a thing of grape juice? $7. Whatever it is. So. Okay, Costco, you got a cheaper fine, so you could get it. So you could cover yourself, just to clarify, you could cover yourself, it comes out probably about 50 cents max, 30 cents max on your kosher bracha. So there's no, this header out the window.
But why?
Yeah.
But there's some mitzvahs, right?
Yeah.
Where the Torah or whoever, the Mefarshim or whatever,
yeah,
clearly say that even though it's expensive, right?
Yeah.
Nonetheless, you still do it.
Okay.
Like lulav and esrog as an example.
Fine.
So why
over here? Because here,
where in some of them, it's like, because it's expensive, you don't have to do it.
So it's a good question. I think the answer to that is, first of all, you have a machlokas rishonim over here. There is a machlokas if you need a kos at all. Second of all, even if you need a kos, it's not like it sounds more of a hiddur, a beautification of the mitzvah. If you can't afford it, you can't afford it. It's also a common thing. You have a lulav and esrog once a year. So you put down a little money for once a year, maybe you could afford it. But here we're talking about if every day it would cost them, you know, $20 to our equivalent to get a cup of wine, that they can't, you know, we would go out of business over here. We would not be able to file bankruptcy. And so therefore every day for a cup of wine, says Zalochas, it's just practical. It was more of a practical thing. Okay. But this doesn't work nowadays. Therefore we need the Igros Moshe. This is the heter of the week. I printed out for you. Here we go. 1 second. I'm going to read you the two liners. Okay. So the Igros Moshe says.
That should be the next topic of the Heter of the Week.
Heter of the Week. Oh, yeah. That's a good idea. That's a great title. That's good. Oh, okay. Maybe we'll do that. I'm going to get myself thrown out, though. Maybe in the neighborhood. Okay, fine. That's a good. Next year. Okay. Heter of the Week. Here we go. So first, Moshe. And this is Yardaya Gimel Nunbez, says that the Machma Shoya Yain Matsui. The Yain Shon Oven Barova Makomos wine was so expensive. Rovis, Yishuvi, Srawaya, Klaurak, Yain Shot Simukin. Then we had this like grape wine, raisin wine, whatever it is. The Gamkin Biokr God was so expensive. Shokhain Samchal Rifaramim. And therefore we rely on the lenient Shitas. Like, what are you supposed to do? He then goes on. He says, listen to this Heter. Afim name McCain Nami. Even if you want to say now we have wine, Kavan, Shalko Panim, Meos Bishanim, for hundreds of years, Noagu Kain. We followed the lenient opinions. A wild heter, yeah? Since for years, for hundreds of years, we had no wine. Okay. Therefore, Nechshav Gamkein Kenifsuk Etzleinu Shebrichas Amazon Einatunakos. Which gets into right into Shalom's point. So we paskind like the lenient opinions that you don't need a kos because we had no choice. But now that we're so rich and we could afford grape juice and wine, the psak doesn't change. Because for hundreds of years, we relied on this lenient opinion. So we established, Shalom, they said, how can we just throw out the halacha? The answer is we weren't throwing out the halacha. We were paskining like the lenient opinions that say, with the Rambam, that says, you don't need wine. So now it's changed that we could afford it. The psak doesn't change. He says, l'chein, now that the main Jewish settlements have unfortunately been destroyed, and we're now in this place called America, where we got a lot of wine over here, Hamev and Yavin, go look outside. Our minhag doesn't change. We pass like this Rambam, and like the Riff as well, agreed. And therefore he says, we could rely on this leniency. He then goes on and says one more leniency. Ready? Heter of the week one, number one. Heter of the week number two. This is wild. He says, there are some people, he says, who do have wine at every meal when they bench because they're very frum. But he says, I don't see Talmid Chachamim doing this. Why not? Why doesn't all of Lakewood or Eretz Yisrael have Kiryas Sefer? Why don't they just have wine by every single meal? He says, what's pshat? He says, Avot Talmid Chacham lo shamati. I never heard Talmid Chacham doing this. Listen to this. But Ulai, he says, maybe. Mimeshal Asus Kedin. If you want to do this really well, you want to do this halacha properly, you got to drink a lot of wine, he says. He says, Hatzarich lishtos k'moli lugma. You have to have a whole moli lugma, a whole cheekful. Shish machlokas, if you're allowed to make a bracha achron, if you just drink a revius. So you have to drink like this whole huge amount, he says. Yeah? Lishtos revius gadol. He says, Zarech avarech main zayin, lishtos revius gadol. So you have to have a big revius. Shechayav avarech main zayin, in order to make an alamechia. Yay, osr lahoros. And if you have that much, you're not allowed to paskin shilas, because you're a shtickel shikker. And so therefore, we talked about that. Can you combine someone who drank a little wine on Purim? We talked about, can you combine for a Zeman? Well, he can't paskin shilas if he's drunk. He says, and even more so, umemewa, therefore, just, it's understood, move on, shagam le'etzim alim would be an enatov. How are you going to go vax ois, learn deep, Reb Chaim Brisker, when you're a shtickle drunk? So therefore, he says, it just became not a thing in yeshivas to have wine. I mean, they have wine other times, but not when they're about to enter morning seder after just having their breakfast with a bagel. They wouldn't have a whole cup of alcohol because then now they're supposed to learn properly. You could have grape juice. Like grape juice is not, that's a whole separate share. Is grape juice even good enough or not to cover for this or not? That's a good question. I don't know the answer to that. That's a good question. That would solve all problems. If you hold it, the opinions that say grape juice is good, at least have grape juice. I'm not sure.
So what do people have? Sometimes they do bench with wine and sometimes they don't.
So that's a good question. So let's end with the practical halacha. Practical halacha is the Rivos Ephraim. He says, look, some people say that maybe if you have 10 people, it says Koshos Essa, Shem Hashem Ekra. When you have Hashem's name, maybe you could say, at least do it by 10, which seems to be the Minhag Olam. That if you have 10 people, they make it ala kos. 3 doesn't. Really, if you have 3 people, there is a benefit to have a Zeman. Minhag Olam is often not to do it, but the Heter is especially on Shabbos and Yontif. So because the Kedusha of Shabbos and Yontif, maybe it gives like a certain type of like seriousness to your meal, and therefore you're all sitting around and having a meal, so maybe there's more room to say to have wine. You have more wine readily available. You have it. Maybe you don't have to go downstairs to your pantry. You brought it up already for your kitchen. I don't know. Maybe the minhag is 3 people on Shabbos. You have a cup. You should have a cup. Definitely 3 people, or during the week, there's definitely room to say that you should have a cup. 1 person, it doesn't seem like there's any inyan to have this, the Zeman, which is to have a cup by the Zeman, and therefore, I think that probably, sorry, 1 person, whether it's Shabbos, whether it's by yourself, it doesn't seem like there's an inyan to have a cup of wine when you bench, and that's why we probably have not seen this too often, because we don't have that many Zemans in our daily lives, unless you have a certain situation. That's a good question. If a father has two sons and he's always eating supper with them, or always eating breakfast with them, and they're bar mitzvah, should he have grape juice on the table or wine on the table and make it? It sounds like there's definitely something noble involved in doing that. If you could hold your liquor and it's not going to shtar your learning, or you have grape juice, and this way you solve all the problems. I just end. I think this idea, the whole concept of this, is that we try to encourage this, this achdus of enjoining people together, and you know, it's. You see, there's so many different opinions, and we're trying to be sensitive to people who are poor. I think that's a very important lesson as well, is that the halacha developed, as we were saying, because we're sensitive to people's ability to spend. Even though richer people were able to spend, the halacha is sensitive to all opinions, and therefore has developed that such halacha, that Moshe says that even though now we're rich, we're still sensitive to people who cannot afford it. I think that's an important lesson as we go into Shavuos of next month about kinds of achdus and being sensitive to other people.
From a function.